No one that goes to war entangles himself in the ongoing affairs of this life, so that he may please the one who has called him to be a good soldier in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Putting on the whole armor of God as your mental, spiritual, defensive tactics. Using the sword of the Spirit to preach healing to the sick, life into the dead, and deliverance to the captives. Prisoners of our Lord and Savior, we are serving a full life sentence. Therefore, we must go out into all of the world and preach the baptism of repentance. Christ crucified, and he paid the cost to save a wretched soul like me that was lost. Therefore, we must deny ourselves wholeheartedly, mind, body, and spirit, and take up the cross. Let's go.
So many battlefield scars, while driven to please God. This life is a rap star, it's nothing without God. It's ministry by far, people we pray for. The enemy never sleeps, so why should we take off? Galatians 2:20, by faith in the Son of God, I live. The Son's in me, I got on my Christ cloth. Gotta be on call, gotta be on guard. Stay with the same mind and love above all. When I flow, I'm teaching. When I flow, I'm preaching. I got the ways of the youth, so when I flow, I reach them. Got a calling on my life that is so specific. Big shoes made for me, no one else can fill them. But see the world, they fill them. Cause in the world, he with them. Became all to all men, so I could go and win them. Lives changed, not by force, but the love they witnessed. Never once lost all, claim the name of Jesus, so let's go.
Father, allow us to stay broken and contrite so that you can continue to shine your light through us every single day and night. And no matter how much we try to put up a fight, break down our barriers, shatter our walls of resistance, so that we can boldly and humbly go before your throne of grace into the parental sphere of existence. And in the midst of our subsistence, allow us to go to unlimited parts of the earth to minister
like the
word.
Business of Isaiah, we too are a nation of revolt and rebellion. The Lord we've forsaken, we've taken his graces for granted, mistaken salvation for safety to go and sin blatantly, selfishly keeping it, hiding inconsistencies, talking but ain't living, afraid of what the world may see. So it might just be best if we share the gospel of our Savior, the Messiah, and his sovereignty. We've been called not to sit, but to go out and fish for men in a world so desolate. Once indebted to the death that we can credit to our sin, but we are no longer bound, and all the credit goes to him for every lash, every bruise, every cut, every wound, every tear that he shed, all the blood that was spewed. And that was what he had to do. So when he cried out, Daddy, he was thinking of me and you.
In the time that we speak, Father, it is your Spirit that is in us that speaks. For it is that same Spirit that has anointed us and appointed us to preach and has called us to teach over the articulation of speech and the prophetic ministerial oratorical artistry of spoken word, so that we can continue to hermeneutically and homiletically eisegete and exegete the scriptural context of God's word. And as soon as your Spirit speaks through us, everyone will eventually see that you have sent us to bind up the brokenhearted and set the captives free. Equip us, O Heavenly Master. Gird up our loins with your belt of truth, so that even when the most lethal serpent tries to inject us with his poisonous fangs, we'll still be venomous proof. And in spite of our past history, we claim the victory. And to the best of our abilities, we will try to unveil the truth in all of its deep, dark, hidden mysteries. We claim this in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, and death and life is in the power of the tongue, the call.